happening at the new Family Market Store, with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Yeah, boy.
All right, it's 8:06 on this Monday, August 3rd. Glad you're with us. Great to be back. Roger and I had a great time down in South Florida with our friends, the Hatchers, and a lot of their dear friends that they go back decades with. And Bill Vickery joins us now. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Can I say this?
Yes.
Walking in here this morning, well, first of all, Chris Kane, always.
Yes.
I tell people, if you're going to look Chris Kane in the eyes, you need a GPS because you'll get lost in those eyes.
Yes, yes, I agree.
And I think, but he's, you know, he's a Florida guy, tan, looks good.
Yes.
You too, a couple of bronze gods as I walk
Thank
in
you,
here
Bill.
Today.
Thank
you definitely have the Florida sun.
Thank you, yeah, it was
You were sun-kissed.
Oh. It was, I'm telling you, the humidity, I always tell my friends here, you think the humidity is bad here, you got to go down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
mm-hmm.
go inland, not if you're
right.
by the
yeah,
beach and
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. beach is one thing.
You know, I was down with you in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
fun.
And warm, and the heat was strong down there, and boy, I tell you, it is down the Keys, but it's another
yeah.
level.
It's another
you're basically
level.
Down in Cuba,
yeah,
basically. But it's
well, the one person that I saw that from start to finish that had that layer of tan,
mm-hmm.
Curtis Bailey.
Yeah, oh, he's black. Yeah,
he's also a member of the gold medalist team at the Musketeer Olympics. But you can't. It's like the sun's right there. It's right there on top of you.
The humidity, when the wind is not blowing, the humidity is so thick. Mm-hmm. I always tell people that's why, you know, when you play football down in Florida and you go inland and you're away from the water and it is the humidity, it pushes you physically and mentally just to deal with the heat with the pads on. So,
years ago, and I can't remember because I was a kid, this is when, you know, you could subscribe to Sports Illustrated, it came and in the mail and all that. There was a great article, and I want to say it wasn't Frank DeFord, it might have been Kerry Kirkpatrick. The Northern team scheduling Southern teams and how it was such an advantage. And this was, again, a different era when you got on a train and the Yankees are coming to town. Babe and Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
You know, that seems like that era.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that was a definite plus for Southern teams.
I do want to say, again, thanks to the Hatchers. Such giving people, do so much in the community, mm-hmm. and good, kind people, successful, go-getters, type A. Everything they do great. And they have a great group of friends and
It does sound like the plot to a movie, though. You know, a bunch of friends gathering for a long weekend.
You know,
and Greg brings everybody in.
They've been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah.
35 years they've done it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Bill,
30
or 38, eight? Maybe 40.
38.
You know, back in your neck of the woods, that's South Florida. It's a dynamic place.
Land
water,
of milk and honey.
The water is so important down there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we come back, Bill. Mm-hmm. We need to hit his open here in just a second, Roger. With your new sponsor.
Yes.
But we are on. I mean, I know basketball. The Razorbacks are playing tonight. Basketball at 5:00, but we've got we've got Hard Knocks tomorrow night on HBO. We've got the first Thursday night football game in the NFL. Thursday night, the NFL Hall of Fame game, and I mean, practices start for everybody.
I always think the Hall of Fame game, is the gateway drug into the heroin of football.
Sure.
Because you start with it, and it's like, okay, a bunch of guys you're never going to see.
You're not going to watch. You're just going to pay. You're going to have the background.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no rooting interest. It's a bunch of guys that, you know, most of them, and it's all, but it's football, and it's American football, and it's the NFL, and it's on, and it's the Hall of Fame, and it's on. And it's like, okay, woo. Just a little bit by little bit.
Got a lot of changes. You got, like, I think, four of the five or six new coaches in the NFL were Brewers Award finalists at one time. You know, Joe Brady, who was down at LSU, he's coached the Buffalo Bills, for goodness sake.
Head coach.
You know? Yeah, head coach. And so also, too, the Razorbacks will begin Wednesday, a group that most people don't know anybody, hardly know anything about. I may try to run up there and watch a practice or two. And then we're going to be on the road to Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union on Wednesday. Thursday, we're at Family Market in Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. Friday, we may or may not be, if the people of Hot Springs want us, at the Hope Watermelon Festival, 50th. Anniversary.
Wow.
Are you a big watermelon guy?
I used to be.
People said you're always big on melons, but no.
Hello, ladies.
But are you a seedless or are you traditionalist?
So traditionalist because that's how I grew up.
Yeah, you bet.
You got it. You split it in half, and then you split that half, and then you ate the wedge and you spit the seeds out.
Yeah.
My dad would put salt on it. Never understood
that.
I don't like the salt. He lived by it. Yeah. And to your point listening earlier, a complete and utter mess is always made. You didn't eat it properly.
Good point. A sticky mess. I tell you, you know, there we've talked about a lot of the most successful. There's been some successful Arkansas come out of Hope.
Oh, yes.
Clinton, Huckabee. I've mentioned Mac McClarty. I think is one of the sharpest human beings I have ever.
Yeah,
I
brilliant. Mean, what a career.
Everything that he does, even if he shakes your hand, the way he dresses, the way he writes an email, it's like perfect. I feel like I'm. If I say something back to him, I feel like I'm not doing it good enough after watching Mac. You know,
and really, such a pleasant guy. You know, sort of effortlessly kind,
and a guy that you know has been in the mix in politics in the state of Arkansas for
long time.
You know, he actually told me I did not realize this that Jim Lindsay ran for governor. I think that's it was against David Pryor and lost.
70s, yeah.
Yeah, I'd never heard that. Like, what?
Yeah.
Said, yeah.
Democratic primary,
that all worked out the way it's supposed to. Let's get his open, Roger.
What do you say, Roger, about that open?
I wanted to double check before we went any further. Sarah Elizabeth Huckabee Sanders was born in Hope, Arkansas.
She was.
We thought maybe she would reach out and text her, or something.
You know,
I still believe in a place called Hope.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
I thank the folks at Smart Buick GMC for being the new sponsor.
Yes. Like those folks.
Yeah, appreciate them.
And we got to go to, we got to get up there to Rogers. Doesn't he live up by us? Isn't that, oh my God. Are we thinking about the same guy?
The owner?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking, of course, the dealership is in Whitehall. I was trying to think of, but you're right. I was thinking, he lives around on the corner from us, I think. I think Joe
Don't you know
that.
He's scared to death that you and I are going to show up at his house? Hey, buddy. Hey.
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
I did want to ask, in addition, you watched any of the basketball game? Razorbacks play tonight at 5. It's on Flow Sports. They say they have one camera angle. Yeah, you can hear Cal shoot the ball. Yes. I mean, it's really low. You know, you think in this day and age, you know, who brought this up? Maybe it was Justin Moore did the other day. Yeah. Is it somebody would want to broadcast it like the SEC Network instead of showing reruns of the big game? Show this game live.
We've got our guy Trey Schaap down there, and he was on my show yesterday.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, he
mentioned that. And we talked about it. And of course, you know, Cal's letting the assistants. He's watching it.
They
played a group of Bohemian construction workers.
This is the worst. These guys are just.
Trey was explaining. Like, they got a little chippy at the end. I said, if you'd been driving Uber all day long and had to play basketball,
they're playing a clothing line today.
Yeah.
Exactly. El Diablo or something.
That's Will Ferrell.
It was Tableau. Who was it? Todd Tableau Van Nenhauser.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The Van Heusen line.
Yeah, who is it, Todd, please?
Van Nostrum.
Today's opponent is Toros Del Valle.
Please. Kazumtite.
Hey, listen. Taurus de Valle. I mean,
well, you know what
does
that translates to? Bull.
Wasn't he in The Usual Suspects?
Kaiser Sose or Taurus de Valle?
Yeah, I don't.
Also, I wanted to hear your thoughts.
You can throw out the records when the Hogs play Taurus.
Anyway, that's at 5 o'clock today on Flow Sports. We'll visit with Trey tomorrow. That will be
it. I'm going to have it on.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay the whatever it is.
Well, you know, the problem is every year I've done that over the last 10 years I've used him, I'm paying the next 6 months. I cannot get him to cancel it.
Does people of a certain age will get this? Is Flow Sports?
Yes.
Is their phrase still "kiss my grits"? Again, you got to be over 45 to know that.
You do. A couple things. Lost Billy Ray Smith.
Yeah. I know that was a tough one.
He was, you know, my age. Played with him, and I got a chance to start several games with him. In the same huddle with him, he was really one of the greats of all time. There's only four or five two-time All-Americans. He was one of them.
In an era, was he the most? He was. He was. they moved him around. Who was the defensive coordinator?
Don
Lindsay. Came in and said, "Son, we're going to move you around." And he became such a dominant force.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I remember the Texas game, you know, in Fayetteville.
He was unblockable, Bill. His technique was so good. He came from great legacy. His dad was a great player. Yes. And he didn't have the pro career because they put him at inside linebacker. And he just wasn't, you know, he couldn't take advantage of his speed and his ability to. He was a great technique guy. And he was very difficult to block. He still holds the record. Yes. For most tackles for losses and yards for losses. He was in the backfield, you know, relentlessly. And so
he had a great career in San Diego. He's in their Ring of Honor.
Didn't have like a star deal, but was a solid player for them.
And I think they just didn't know how to use it.
Yeah,
I think that middle, he was LT, and they made him play,
like the move to inside linebacker.
Yes,
What was a shocker, though, is to lose him so early. Yes. He's only 64, and he's been dealing with dementia issues. The family came out with a statement and talking about they felt with CTE, which I understand.
The science is just too clear on all that.
Yeah, well, you could also, I mean, there are other guys that are 64 and don't play football that die of dementia. It's just weird, though. It's one of those odd things. You see a guy that young, had to be tough for them, family members who were older than him, to see him, a guy who was, he was extremely funny. Every interview he did, he was snappy, he was funny, he could be a smart, you know.
Yeah.
But he was talented. And then what was the other? The Big P in The Sopranos.
Oh, yes.
I was telling Chris, I said the one thing about that is how many articles will you read that actually say
that was his name?
The one in the Democrat Gazette today is Vincent Pastore.
Yeah, they're not going to use it.
Who was also, I didn't realize, I was looking at the other games, he was in Goodfellas and Awakenings. Yeah. I don't remember his role in Goodfellas. He looked like a gangster.
Yeah, he played one of those sort of stereotypical.
Oh, yeah.
But you realize that show has been off the air for so long.
Yeah, that's a good
then
point.
Then you think like, wow, he was that old.
And guess how many, he's 80, guess how many people, the three of the main stars have died off that. The main stars.
Gandolfini.
Gandolfini. And who was the other guy that was right-hand buddy?
Paulie Walnuts.
He was a great character. Yes. But one of the most significant scenes that a lot of people say in television history, if you start looking at the significant moments in a show, in a series, was when he was a rat. And they took him out on a boat, and his buddies, they were all best buddies, and they killed him. You know,
Sopranos were unique in that they would kill off characters. Yeah. And so even the popular characters that
we'd never seen that before.
Right.
They were the first. Exactly. That's why a lot of people watch and say, who was going to die? You know, who was going to die today? So, also, big news over the weekend, the Dodgers ended up picking up a Cy Young winner. Yes. Already the best staff. And if the Major League Baseball can't see, you got a problem here. That's a problem. You keep deferring $1 billion in payments. First of all, how was that rule allowed in the first place for the last 5 years? Yeah. Ohtani, $700 million, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's become their thing.
Yeah.
We're going to win. And I get it. And they are banking on the fact that the franchise is going to continue to grow in value over time. So when they have to ultimately make these payouts from a percentage of revenue standpoint, it'll be much. That's just from a pure business, luxury tax.
Right, but you would think from a structure standpoint, the organization would go, well, listen, we don't want to go down that road. But then you got other markets that don't have the money, that aren't in the big markets, that don't produce the revenue. They're trying to keep up with you, and it's just not a healthy thing.
It's interesting, too. The NBA quietly, this hasn't gotten a lot of press, but Kawhi Leonard, when he signed with the Clippers, he signed for the max deal, and they've got a very stringent salary cap, and that's critical for the NBA and the owners, just like the NFL. Mm-hmm. Baseball luxury tax, pretty much the Yankees are happy to pay it.
Right.
But in the other two sports, it's a big deal. Kawhi Leonard, on the other hand, and the Clippers are now being investigated, and this could cost them big time, and it's, some people are talking about it cost Ballmer the actual franchise. He cut a side deal and was paid $25 million by company that Ballmer invested in.
I remember that, yeah.
And then yet there is yet another side deal that has been uncovered. And so that's a way to get around the salary cap that the owner just in, hey, Roger, you own a company. I'm going to invest $100 million, but kick $25 of this over here and use the $75 to run the company. And that's sort of a thing.
Well, the NFL, they are doing it right. Let me just tell you, the game of football, pro football, college football, they are the – what's the best phrase now? The 800-pound gorilla is the elephant in the room. I mean, they are the
shield.
They stir the drink. I don't know what is the NFL worth now? I know Jerry's franchise is worth 12 or 13 billion alone.
Yeah.
$100 billion, a couple hundred billion dollars.
It's got, well, collectively, I would think it's well over $200 billion simply because you've got, as a whole, the revenue.
Yeah, it is. And everything they do, people, the eyeballs come. And so you've got college and pro football cranking up this week. It's hard to believe we're watching it, which I don't mind. I love it. We get to watch Razorback basketball tonight, again, yes, against nobody. But then you got practice still starting up Wednesday. And yes, this will be, I think this will be one of the oddest years ever because you know why? This is the first year that we've had a new coach with the transfer portal. You know, we had Sam Pittman already. He helped us transition into this, but now we got a guy we don't know anything about.
That's right.
With a bunch of players we don't know anything about.
Knows the portal.
Yeah, that's right. We don't know anything about anybody. Yes. You know, we didn't do a spring practice.
More about it than the AD, because the AD came in. It was new to him too.
You want to get? We'll go down
that
street.
I don't mean to be ugly. I've made that point.
You can be 100%
This guy is a head coach who's familiar with portal and NIL.
Chad Morris Yurecek.
I was talking with Heather Baker about, she had done a cover article on AY, and she tracks it, and or maybe it was AMP. I don't know which one of the magazines, but she could just tell, you know, you don't have quite that fever. And I said that, you know, you can tell, you know, you're looking at interactions, your click-throughs, all those kind of things, and maybe there's going to be some apathy because we don't know, we're frustrated, we're pick 16th, those kind of things.
It does seem like that there is what I call rational expectations this year, that the fan base that we've been down the road more than a few times, and it's completely understandable. And, you know, you and I coming back from Tampa, I think there's a general consensus. And look, you know, media days is like a presidential convention. You get a group think takes over, and it's always going to be these guys.
Yes.
And that's why you always miss the teams that come out of nowhere and the team that's good falls down, and because that sort of group think takes over. And I'm excited for Razorback football. Yeah. I'm going to participate every game. I'm going to live. But I have rational expectations. I do not expect to beat Georgia. I said we play them at 11 o'clock. I wish we could play them at 4 a.m.
Sure, right.
You know what I mean? Let's just get it over with.
Yeah,
and
agree.
So those kinds of things sort of, they temper your expectations, understandably and rightfully so. That still doesn't mean you don't want them to win and you're not participating in the game or go to the games or be excited. But I think fans in general now have that feeling, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, again, we'll find it real quick with the trip to Utah. Hey, Roger, would you plug that in? Make sure it's plugged in. I was going to mention, too, a birthday today. Only reason I say that, is it plugged in, Roger? I'm not getting any juice. You might just check and just see, make sure everything's turned on.
Have you taking a pill?
While we were down in the Keys, I saw the birthday boy today, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating a birthday on his $20 million yacht. By himself.
Himself,
you know.
Now, was he by himself?
Well, it looked like he was by himself, which he just, he wanted to wake up one morning and go, that's it, Roger. He said, I want to wake up one morning. Hey, I want to hop on the yacht. I'm not driving it. You drive it. And he's in this, I don't know, where does he live? Is he on the west side? He's on the east side of the state, right? He's on Miami side. I think he is.
I think he has a place in Miami. For a long time down there, he had Derek Jeter's home on Davis Island in Tampa.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think that Jeter sold that, and he sold his Tampa property, I think.
I had no idea how far it was. We picked up Jimmy Johnson last year in Miami because the FBO in, I guess, Marathon or wherever it was, FBO was down for two or three months for whatever reason. But people, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a long drive. It's 3 hours to go from the tip of Florida, like Miami area, after Miami, to the end, to Key West, which is the end of that stretch. It's three and a half hours.
You forget how long the state of Florida
it's
is.
Forever. I'm up on the other end of it, you
it's
know.
It's 3 hours. What is it, 4 hours to Tallahassee Tampa?
Yeah.
It's 3 hours to Gainesville.
You bet.
It's, I think it's, five hours over to Miami. And then from Miami down to Key West. The lengthy drives, you forget about it. And it is interesting to see the consequential nature that the state has emerged in this century. Mm-hmm. From the hanging Chad recount in Florida to today. And it has exploded. I mean, Miami is not the same place.
No.
South Florida is just taking off.
Yeah, and we had a good time there. We've had a great summer of adventure thanks to Oakland, Roger. Yeah. I want to thank them. We've been all over the place. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Roger. You know, Roger's hair, this experiment, with his hair, it is working. It is working. I don't know what movie I could
relate it to. Dr. Petrus, there it is. It's been four months. Do I still have a little bit of a sensitivity on the top of my head? Yes, in some areas, There was trauma done to my scalp 4 months ago. So it's on average. So my roots have all taken root.
Well, look,
roots.
Bend over. I mean, no, I'm sorry.
Whoa, hey.
Bend your head
you're
over.
You're not back at Club D's, bro.
Bend your head over. See,
look at that.
See how it's filling in?
Yeah.
It's filling in on that little.
Got some nice
coverage. Now with his face tanned up,
yep.
And he's letting it grow. He's letting it grow. He's not, don't go back to the barber for a while.
No, listen. As we speak, I'm hoping that Christy's in because I need her to shape it up.
Yeah, look, you need a, hey, I came in for an adjustment.
Came in? That's all I need right there.
John Lovett.
So, once again, thanks for mentioning that badge so I can throw it out there.
I like
the Dr. Petrus.
It looks great, actually.
Well,
it looks
thank kinda you.
It doesn't look like a piece. Doesn't look like you went with a rug. You're not Hank Stram over there. A
couple things here off of. On our Middleton.
D's one.
No, that's actually one of the messages.
Yeah, you could have gone.
Somebody made the point here trying to read this. Said Club D's and Key West all within a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't get the Key West thing. What's going on down there when people are at?
Keys is a very crazy. Yes, it's a Club D's kind of place.
I just thought you were the body paint was a part of the thing.
Someone said deferring salary isn't new. Bobby Bonilla has not played since 1996.
Yes, got a million.
But that's a one-off. Yeah. There's been not another deal like that. And everybody says it's a horrible, it's a stupid deal. They made the most stupid deal ever.
And the Dodgers utilize it to your point. That's how they're able to get these big guys because they're going to pay them in 15 years what they owe.
So. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. All right, 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Do want to thank Bill Vickery for coming in as always on Monday, and thank Smart Buick GMC.
Yes.
All right, listen, all you folks have been mad about graffiti. You know, we were on the road last
week.
That's
right. Here we go.
So we are back in the studio. We've gotten plenty of material for you. Should be a great graffiti. So don't go away. Let's hear from you. 8:30.
Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
The University of Arkansas men's basketball team continues its exhibition slate today at the Baja Mar Summer Hoops League in the Bahamas. Sunday was an off day for the Hogs. It was well-earned after a 98-58 victory over Carleton University on Saturday. Jordan Smith scored 20 points and added 11 assists and 11 rebounds to go with 4 steals and just 1 turnover. Jeremiah Wilkinson hit 5 three-pointers on his way to finishing with 26 points. Today's game against Toros del Valle, the team that won the top professional level in Colombia, tips off at 5 o'clock Central and will stream on Flow Sports. Our man Trey Schaap is in the Bahamas. He'll have live coverage all day today thanks to Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, Genwealth Financial, and the University of Arkansas System. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
15 years ago, Little Rock reached its all-time record high temperature of 114. Thankfully, that's not in the forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 93. Tonight, clear and mild. We'll drop off to 70. Tomorrow, a little hotter, mostly sunny, and 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS. Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at RedRiverDodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
At Our Care, we're more than clinics. We're neighbors caring for neighbors. From checkups and stitches to ongoing health concerns and behavioral health support, our doctors, nurses, and therapists are here for every stage of life. Medications are simple, with local and home delivery pharmacy options. No insurance? We can help. And no one is ever turned away. With more than 100 locations across the Mid-South, affordable care is always nearby. Find a clinic close to you at rcare.net.
When your truck isn't moving, your business isn't making money. Don't stress. Call the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll provide dependable repairs with a massive inventory of heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Their experienced technicians work fast to get you back on the road and back to work. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling. Visit Powers Truck Parts today.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. One, two, three, five!
All right, 8:32, graffiti time. While we're getting ready for that, I do want to thank the fine folks at Oaklawn. We were bragging on them about them supporting our summer of adventure, which has been great. But in August, you've got the Return of Boats and Bucks giveaway. Don't forget about that. Now through August 29th, you can earn entries in Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino for a chance to win a brand new 2026 Icon fishing boat and trailer, plus free play. So you need to get in there. You can rack up 25 times the entries on Mondays. And five times the entries on Tuesday. Big giveaway is Saturday, August 29th. If you haven't seen the boat, you can go by there and take a look at it. Now you've got the month of August before things get really out of hand. Go by there and or call, go online, oaklawn.com. Find out about the hotel, the Astral Spa, you name it. You've got great talent coming in. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, Amy Grant. Remember Amy Grant?
Oh, yeah.
She's still around.
Now, does she look like a grandmother, David?
I mean, I don't know.
You mentioned
but
grandmother.
I did. Who has it? Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar, who actually is a grandmother. So just to be clear, 73 years old.
So it doesn't matter whether you're looking for a quick overnight trip, we can get getaway or just a night out with great food and entertainment. Our friends at Oaklawn will get it done. We were talking with Wayne Smith. I think he and Dylan, his son was at, were at Ella Langley the other day. Is that right? Ella Langley. Yeah. Yes. She is the hottest thing. She
singer,
They had like 95,000 wait list at Simmons Bank Arena after it was full. Had 95,000 people on a wait list. So it's crazy.
Yeah, what did we hear?
Could have sold out stadium.
I had a buddy that was wanting a hookup of some kind. His wife immediately got in there, and she was already 958,000
And I think Ella Langley is performing also with Morgan Wallen. I think that's where they saw it. Okay, Roger, let's crank it up.
You ready for it?
Hey, Bill, look who's on. I already see. You can't see the call screen anymore, do you?
Look. That's okay, Roger. You don't have to change it, buddy.
Just a little bit of an angle. There we go. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. All right, here we go, Roger.
All right, here we go. Rabbit up and all flippity flippity flu.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
All right, Bill, you see we always have a lot of known names that call this show for graffiti.
Wow. Right.
Thanks to Chris Walker. Right off the bat, who we got there, Bill?
Well, are you referring to Club D's?
Well, no, that's second. We're going to go to
Michael McDonald
from the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers, Michael.
Right off the bat.
And also Yacht Rocks.
Michael, what you got for us?
I keep forgetting when I was them anymore.
What?
I keep forgetting we may never lose a game again. I keep forgetting I was 16. I keep forgetting.
Outstanding.
Pretty old Michael.
We're not with Sam anymore.
We appreciate you.
Keep forgetting we're not with Sam anymore.
Yeah, how about that?
A little better connection, though. We need to, you know what? Got to get that guy in the studio.
That was a good job, though, Roger. You're Michael McDonald guy.
Great stuff. Come on.
This is Bill's favorite.
Yes.
I inspired that.
Club D's.
Club D's is calling in.
Club D's.
Good morning.
Basil, table for four is not ready.
He went Seinfeld and Club D right there together. Look at
661-1037. And a guy that you hung out with in Tampa.
Right.
Double R, Randy Rainwater.
Double
Good
R.
morning, Double R.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Everybody loves that clip. Ew. They love that clip. 661-1037 is the number. Ron from Pine Bluff.
Oh, Ronnie.
Hey, you guys!
That's how they like your... where's that from, Ron? Where's that from again? Electric Company?
The Electric Company.
You remember that, Bill?
Yeah, the Electric Company.
And
yeah.
It was an Academy Award-winning actress who said it.
Who was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, had you. Rita Moreno.
Okay, yeah. Very nice. JT, what's up?
In a world of sucky coffee cups comes the Morning Mayhem coffee mug. Get yours today and dominate other mugs.
Yeah, it's not a sucky mug. Look at here, Bill. First class.
Are
those on sale, Steve Qualls?
Those are on sale.
Are they on sale now?
We'll post it online.
You can drink your Morning Mayhem.
And if you would like to, I'd like to think that the Arkansas Razorbacks uniforms are a takeoff of our Morning Mayhem shirts.
Black and black.
Because they went black and white and white and black. Let's go to Terry Bradshaw.
Wow, Terry, TB, what's up?
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look up on his face.
Well, very good. Rog, I don't know what. You just lost me, Rog.
I lost you.
I don't know. I don't know. What's going on here?
Sorry, he was trying to turn my headphones down.
Yeah, find his.
There you go. Terry Bradshaw and I sang that song together, Bill, at the Touchdown Club. And
I'm aware.
I forgot about that.
Is that you?
That's me.
Okay.
That's me. There we go. Thank you.
Next up, we have Justin Akery's attendance record.
Boy.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Akery?
Anybody here?
Is he on vacay this week?
No, he's right in there.
Yeah, I don't know. He's actually here this week. Who are we going to next, Rod?
That's Pinto Bean.
It punched up there.
Where's Pinto Bean? Pinto Bean.
Boys, how y'all doing? Listen, Dave, those broke Bellamy brothers are going to be playing the Polk County Fair in Russellville on the 18th of September.
Is that right?
Yes.
I am. I'm going to go take my picture with them. I asked
them.
I asked them, I said, are you guys still doing this for the money? Because obviously you guys are 80 years old. You're still doing 80 shows.
Mm-hmm. Not Gatlin.
That's the Gatlin brothers. Sorry.
Yeah, that's close enough. 661-1037.
So what'd they say?
They laughed and said, yeah, we got to pay for the ex-wives. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tommy, we don't know which Tommy this is. Go ahead.
Hunter
Yurichich. That's what he's trying to get.
That's not funny.
Name right the first time. 661-1037, thanks to Fish Brokers and Chris Walker. We got Clint Turner, Dirty Red. What's up, bud?
Here we go. Good one.
Fellas, do you dream of chasing waterfalls? But year after year, you're stuck to the rivers and lakes that you're used to. Hell, Chief, I get it. You're going to have it your way or nothing at all. Well, let's keep it real. You're not moving too fast these days. That's low T, Left Eye. You definitely could use some TLC, but more importantly, you need TRT. Watch your old lady's reservoir turn into a nightly geyser, Hog Boss.
I want to see.
He said Left Eye, and then he went TLC.
Yes,
did you see that? Very nice.
I want to see the first draft of what he produces. You know, like, what does he throw away and then condense it down?
Oh, look at here. We'll start hearing this guy every Friday afternoon Double R at the Sonic Blast, Barry Grooms.
That's right, Randy. Arkansas's got a tough game tonight, but we've got them favored by 65.
Well done, Barry.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, I guarantee you there are no lines tonight. You know, maybe some offshore betting.
It's the Bahamas. There's lines. Sorry. Good night, everybody.
Have you ever been to the? Have you been spent much time in the Bahamas?
I've never been down there.
I haven't either.
Never ever.
Really not, so,
the name of the resort is like Baja Ram.
Yeah.
But I feel like in there, wasn't there a group called Banana Rana?
There was a Baja man.
Yeah, the Baja man. Let the dogs out.
We mixed it up.
Boop. Boop.
Yeah. No, it's not boop.
Is it not?
It's not boop.
All right. Thanks, Chris Walker.
Thanks, Chris Walker.
Very nice. Very nice job there that one.
Bill, I'm going to be honest with you. We've done better on the graffiti, but they've been off for a while.
Michael McDonald was good.
Michael McDonald was fantastic.
Michael McDonald was brand new. Club D's.
Club D's was a new one.
Because you can't.
You know, you can't. Bill, you can't make that kind of stuff up. When you look out your window, you go to, and that's the place you're next to.
Well, what I thought was funny about it, knowing that you don't sleep a lot, David, knowing Randy's kind of, he likes his particular, and Trey especially, is that, the club, but they're outside talking and carrying on and everything. You share a parking lot with them. That's really what, you know. Yeah. I was just praying somebody knocked on your door, but that.
Do want to thank Smart Buick GMC, part of the Smart Auto Group, Roger Smart, and we go back, apparently they go back to the early 1900s.
I saw you looking them
Smart
up.
Smart family,
they
look
knew
at that.
Henry what? Ford personally.
they're down in Whitehall. Smart Buick GMC is so check them out. Oh, you going to one more?
We'll do it.
Close off Hog Freaking Wild. Go ahead.
There we go.
We're having a combo. Let's go to the phone right now. Hog Freaking Wild.
You're there.
Everyone has been cut off from the SEC buffet.
Who has?
Okay, we lost it.
Bielema has been cut off from the SEC buffet.
Bielema.
Yeah, Bielema, listen, he's happy. They're winning he's games, right. And they beat two SEC teams in the bowl games.
Absolutely.
Not a great team, I don't think. But
yeah, I think, you know, listen, we've seen this play out with Burt before.
Well, the other thing, Bill, I'm going to tell you, I saw an article this weekend, which is right. The SEC coaches are a little ticked off. They felt like they were sold a fake bill of goods by agreeing to this stupid ninth conference game, thinking that this was going to help expand the playoffs. Didn't happen.
Yep.
Now you're beating up on each other, and it makes it more difficult to qualify in front of voters to get those last few spots. You're beating up each other.
It is. I think it's not right. But I understand.
It's more money for the conference because it's another TV game.
Yeah.
And it gets good ratings. But then all of a sudden, you know what? You hadn't done the last 3 years and won a national championship. Yes.
I think that's the big talk. Yeah. You know, Tony Petitti comes in. He puts all the national championship trophies up.
Yeah.
There's clearly been simmering.
He teed off.
Yes.
Did you see what he said, Roger?
No.
We're not going to complain. We're not going to cry river.
Signetti?
Talking about implying that the SEC, you know, we're not a hype. He said, we're not a hype machine. We just win games.
But it just has that feel to it. You just can't. I mean, we've seen the movie list before. You get there, comes the thing, and then, you know, suddenly you lose to Miami or somebody like that becomes a national champion.
It's pretty simple. I win.
I did write the Commissioner Sankey a thank you email yesterday, Roger.
Yes. Oh, I know. I heard about it on the on Air Hatcher.
Jessica thinks I take too long to draft my emails, but I thanked him for playing our reindeer games. He responded by he didn't know that I'd asked him to give me his 10 summer songs, and I didn't tell him I was going to post them on social media. I maybe just thought I was going to do it on the radio show. So he got a lot of response, and he said, well, if I'd have realized that, I maybe would have thought a little bit deeper. And I said, you know what? If you want to, I'll give you the chance next year. I said, I appreciate you coming on. And in addition to talking business, which he does with everybody, we're a little bit different. And he plays our silly Beat the Commission, Name That Tune. And then he took his glasses off.
Yes.
Said I felt like myself sweating a little bit because we made him miss a few this year, Roger. He didn't go 100%.
I give you credit, David, and Roger. You know this. Again, Arkansas picked to finish last. Tough to get kind of big interviews,
right?
Because of David and his being sort of connected throughout the Southeastern Conference and the Touchdown Club and what he's done, he's able to bring these guys on. And the commissioner genuinely, you could see, he genuinely likes you as a person and was very comfortable. And I noticed he stood around. The whole reason I got a chance to spend that much time with him, he didn't want to go talk to anybody else. Yeah. And he stuck around, you know, for a while. I was just shocked. And to that end, it boils down to this week, by the way, in the United States Senate. If the Save College Sports Act doesn't get a place on the calendar, isn't voted out, won't be passed this year. And that's the single biggest thing that could help Razorback football, bar none, without a doubt.
But I'm glad, and we'll go to break, Roger. I'm glad you brought that up. So apparently the Big Ten came out and said that they were...
We've been supportive. It's been retooled. The TV thing...
The Big Ten had not been supportive.
Along with the SEC and Notre Dame. And now we're aligned. It caps outside money at $24 million in 1 year, which we should be able to get to. Keep the $20 million that the university gives. It's the 5-5. It's the one freebie on NIL, on transfer portal, and then you got to sit out a year.
Right.
It really does sort of level the playing field for a lot of people in college.
You had another ruling from a judge this weekend about the five, apparently trying to give another year for those who started in 2022. It's like, hey, can we get out of the courts? You're gonna have judges doing this
and
every week.
Limited antitrust ability for the conference. So, guys, thank you very much.
Oh, we don't get you these.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I've got to step away. Got to step away.
Gotta go pay the bills. People are going to revolt.
Got to pay the bills.
Wow. I'm sorry, everybody. Hey, that's a shocker.
Bill's better than no bill at all. Huh?
That's right. Huh? Thanks, Bill.
Well done.
Appreciate it. And thanks to Smart Buick GMC. Don't go in.
For my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater Holt and Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Now through September 26th at Honda of Russellville. Come in and register to win a brand new 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Tracks 4-Man 4x4. Long travel suspension built to tackle every job and every trail. Find out more at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, live. An unforgettable evening of Led Zeppelin's greatest hits and deepest cuts. Friday, August 28th at Oaklawn Events Center. Get tickets now at Oaklawn.com. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
What is it like when, you know, after all this time, I know you guys haven't really been together since probably the 30th
great
reunion.
Night.
What's it like to get back together with that group again?
Awesome. Awesome. I love those guys. They love me. We love each other. And, you know, it goes from top to bottom, from your best player to the worst player, although there weren't any worst players on that team. And it's just, we hug, and, you know, I had four or five guys that give me a kiss on the cheek. I kissed a couple guys on the cheek. You know, people think what they want, I don't give a but I do know one thing. I like going to war with those men. And we had so many things to happen that season. And the biggest part of that was winning. We just won and won and won and won.
That's Ray Knight, third base with the Mets. Just a live interview on TV, and he starts telling him, I kiss these guys with the cheeks. I don't give a blank. It was live, whatever baseball broadcast that was.
I did not like that.
Oh,
what
my.
What an asset you are to our show.
Oh, my gosh. Also, too, we've got to play this national anthem.
Oh, my God.
So, who does it? It was Martha Reeves, right?
That's right.
So Martha Reeves, who is a famous singer.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Yes, Motown group, who did a Heat Wave, which Jimmy Mack, Dancing in the Street. She is a legend. I didn't know it was her, but apparently she's singing at this Women's Pro Baseball League national anthem. She's 80, I think it's 85. So she looks, she's all dolled up. I mean, she's got a look to her, and she's got these two other, of course, she's black, and the other two women are white, and they look like they're in cowboy outfits. They're like the National Rodeo or something. So they're singing the national anthem, and I didn't know who the lead was. I didn't know if they, but apparently, she's supposed to be the lead, right, Roger?
Yes.
I mean, if she's the, and I guess those are sort of supposed to be the backup singers.
Backup, help out. Obviously, they're
all
there
key.
For some support.
Yeah, they're not on the same key. So listen, this is like a battle of the national anthem going back and forth, yeah, and this was right. Somewhere this weekend, I believe.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight. Gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does the star-spangled banner yet wave?
Get out!
Finish him! The land of the free and the home of the brave.
Did you see? It was almost like I couldn't tell if the girls would hit. Maybe we should just drop out if it was planned that way, or we should shut up.
Yeah.
And then
I think those girls backed off for what was going to be the high note, and then they gave it back to Martha.
I wonder if they'd even practice together. You reckon they had? Thank you, Tom, for getting that.
You know what? I hope so. I hope they didn't. It still came out like this.
I mean, listen,
they probably went, you did great.
Yeah, the Vandellas, that was a, I mean, those were hits. Jimmy Mack, Nowhere to Run, Heat Wave, Dancing in the Street, those were massive hits, which still are great songs.
Sure they are.
And she's still,
well, she's 85, you said.
So. She's still at the scene. She does the funny thing is that she steps away, she turns around and faces it. So it looks like they're facing off. Mm-hmm. He's like, mm-hmm. I'm not letting you. I'm in control here.
She might have given them a look, and maybe that's
she
why
did. She might have. And those girls, they're in their cowboy outfits. They're in the rodeo outfits, and she is in. She's in like.
Well,
Motown.
I couldn't take my eyes off of her. So, but I did see out of the corner of my eye that the other ladies were in. What appeared to be cowboy hats or something like that. I didn't know what race they were or what their age was. So, was that, okay.
You see, white cowboy hat with a red, white, and blues. Yep, like,
okay.
It's
And it's female baseball game, right?
It's a female pro baseball league.
WNBL?
Somebody thought it would be a good idea to get Martha Reeves. I don't know if we'd have just let her by itself. If it'd have been, we'd have had respect. Oh, hey, she's 85. Let her do it.
Oh, no.
But because they're off key right now. Backups are off key right off the bat.
Well, she's jamming with that same at church.
We hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Broad stripes and bright stars.
To try to keep up.
I know.
Couldn't keep up.
I know. She, she was a little bit faster paced, too.
A little bit.
But, I don't think people realize who she was. I didn't realize who it was either. I just had seen her to realize, wow, that is a legendary.
Oh,
now, she's 85.
Well, when you said it, I knew who she was. I didn't know she was still alive, honestly, but I didn't know. So,
and someone says Martha reminds me of Roseanne singing the song. Roseanne was much worse.
Yeah,
she tried to get out there and embarrassed.
No, it was probably although Maxine Waters is what I looked at when I saw that.
Yeah, I still think of who's the dude who kept saying the Rockets. No, I'm thinking the Rockets.
Oh,
the Rockets, Rick. I remember the guy kept repeating the. To me, that's still my new all-time favorite of all the ones where the
I
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
someone said the last few bars sound like she heard up thinking, let's get the hell out of here.
That's exactly
she did.
Right.
She stepped away. She stepped across from him, stare him down. And I think the other girl was like, let's just shut up. I don't know if they grabbed each other's hand and said, we need to shut up and let him just see if we can finish it. Oh, my gosh. That's Big Sarge. That's Big Sarge's song of the morning.
That's a good one? Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I think Big Sarge has got, he's talking politics, trying to get things done.
You're fine.
You're fine. Don't worry about it. We'll be back in just a minute. The question is, will we get Pat Bradley today at 9:05?
Are we taking bets?
Let's make a bet.
I'll say no.
Okay.
Now, listen, one of the folks that we spent some time with down in the Keys was Andrew Metters.
Yeah.
And I spoke with Andrew, and he was going to get me some information. I was going to take it back to Zach down at Oakland. Andrew's given me some great things. Andrew's made a buck and a half or two on some of the ideas. So now there's football season.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the bets that they're going to have down there. Who's going to make the playoffs? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that?
Yeah, he knows how to pick winners. And he got good odds on the team basketball, Razorback basketball
sure
team
did.
Early. They've gone
he
up
sure
a little bit.
Sure did.
All right, glad to be back. Don't go away. 9:00.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out.